This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Three and possibly four U.S. Olympic swimmers are in some warm Brazilian water now regarding a suddenly sketchy story, possibly an armed robbery, about what actually happened last weekend in an incident involving medalist Ryan Lochte. Lochte is back in the U.S. Two of the men, Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz, were pulled off a return flight this week, and a third swimmer is said to be speaking with Brazilian investigators. These details all came from Brazilian officials who say they are also looking at a separate British incident. What's going on here? Well, Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters in Rio, says lots of theories are believable here.
It is a situation in which it's hard to trust, given their reputation, the police in Rio. But it also seems apparent that the story of the swimmers has changed and there are inconsistencies. Perhaps these inconsistencies are explicable by the fact they said they'd had a lot to drink. But certainly, the Rio police force has to be treated with a degree of skepticism. But certainly Brazilians are very exercised, are very angered by the alternating accounts of this story, and they believe that it has done a huge amount of damage to Brazil's reputation, and therefore there is a clamor for some clarity. There is a desire to get to the bottom of what actually happened, because the reputational damage done to Brazil by this story is so great.
So this is a collision between Rio's sensitivity about its reputation in the middle of what seems like a successful Olympics, but pre-existing problems with corruption and governance in Brazil, and a already sensitive relationship between the U.S. and Brazil diplomatically, and the swimmers are in the deep end here.
Yes, I think it combines all those factors to create a story which is just running and running and turned what might have been a fairly minor incident into something like a sort of diplomatic, if not crisis, then certainly a contretemps. And I think the issue is that Brazilians resent the idea that these swimmers might treat the country as some kind of spring break style vacation where they can get away with lying to the police without consequences. They also resent the fact that if such a crime did occur, then the fact it's made such headlines suggests that there is one set of standards for gringos, for foreigners, and one set of standards for Brazilians who have to tolerate a high level of insecurity on a daily basis. So we're mixing up several elements here, but it has touched on a very sensitive part of Brazilians' national pride here. They are feeling that the Olympics is going quite well, and they are keen to minimize the negative stories that have been dominating much of the international press in the run-up and during some of the events. And they feel that if this is an undeserved negative headline, well, then that's a very, very serious offense.
Is there any scenario of possibly inebriated athletes who've just won medals cruising around a city known for all kinds of freedoms, attempting to get into trouble other than being robbed at gunpoint, which is the story that they've floated? Is there any other scenario here being talked about?
Well, certainly on social media, clearly there is speculation as to what four fit, wealthy male athletes might do between the hours of 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning in Rio de Janeiro. Clearly, there are all kinds of entertainments on offer, all kinds of activities which they could have done, and there appears to be a missing period of time between the alleged robbery and their return to the athletes' village. Clearly, Brazilians are speculating about that. We still don't know. And that's why I suspect this story will run and run until we have a much clearer account of what actually happened that evening.
Bruce Douglas is an expert in the use of the English language and also a Brazilian correspondent for Latin American newsletters in Rio. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you.